and I'm in New York. Help me welcome you.
Hi, my name is Lincoln Amanat.
Amen.
First need to thank God of my understanding for bringing these rooms and Narcotics Anonymous. I need to say if you're new, welcome. But if you're old, I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul for holding the doors open for an addict like myself, because it really didn't have to be like this. Because I still could be standing on stupid. Somewhere, somehow, looking for the next one. The sister talked about being the compliant client. I'm going to talk about me, y'all. Give me a second. Because I really can't with all of this stuff. Because she talked about the ninth. The eighth and the ninth step, right? And she got into some areas, right? Like where we talk about some amends, right? We talk about getting better with ourselves, getting better with others, like opening up and allowing people in and like just getting things up off of us, right? Amends. See, I got a dictionary, right? See, because my sponsor said get the dictionary because that there topic that y'all on, it's an eighth and ninth step workshop, right? So you need to be in touch with what amends is and what reconciliation is, right? And like in my phone, right, in my Webster dictionary, amends. Compassion for a loss or injury. Reconciliation, the act of causing two people or a group to become friendly again after an argument or disagreement. I'm a disagreeable guy. I like to argue. I like to be right in everything that's going on. My wife's sitting front row center. But see, where I'm at in my life right now, like for real, I'm talking about some inside stuff because where I'm at is like this topic fits me in every area of my life, right? Like right now, like I gotta take it easy as I share because of what just happened to me 6 days ago. I'm talking about having a back surgery, having hip replacement twice, having my appendix removed, hernia removed. I'm talking about these doctors keep going on the inside of me and I'm learning how to go on the inside of me and like let go of some things and like get better with myself, like allow somebody else in, like and give myself of others freely without holding on to anything. But some days it gets like real hard because I gotta hold on to something that I don't even know I have, and I really don't feel like I can give anything to anybody. Like really, I'm grateful that it's not that many people up in here. When they told me 12 o'clock, I said perfect. Because I don't want to do no workshop with, you know, because like right here in this row, if you hold about 100 people right here, then another 100 over there, then another, I can get open right now. I feel a little bit better. But I'm talking about getting on the inside of me, like I got some healing to do for me, man. I ain't talking about nobody else, see, because it's easy for me to tell you about the treatment facilities that I've been in. I done been in a whole lot of treatment facilities, a whole lot of detoxes, a whole lot of long-term treatments, short-term treatments. I was the compliant client. And the reason why I was the compliant client is because I was the one that sat in group and could share everything that was going on in the group to make it sound like I had it going on and I was going to be the one that make it once I got out of here, and everybody looked at me as that individual because of how I shared. But all in all of that, I always had a reservation to use once I left that place, because it was not about me getting clean. It was about me just getting my ribs out of hot just for a few minutes. In the process of all of that, in and out of different programs, I ran into a whole lot of different females. I hurt a lot of women in the process. The sister talked about turning tricks. Me too. Like, for real. Because at the end of the road, man, I'm a big look. I'm 6'3". I'm 278 pounds. Right now, I could squeeze you out with no problem. But at 135 pounds, soaking wet, face sunk in, I ain't squeezing nothing. So finding out where the whole store was at for men was like it was a new place to go to. And when the proposition was given to me, I was like, stems empty, no more cracks. I need a decision to make, and we all knew what the decision was because I had to use the next one. Hurt myself some more. You see, because after every time I turned the trick, I felt so dirty. I felt so nasty, like I had to find somewhere to wash up. But the hint was I didn't have nowhere to wash up after that. I just had to go and use. So like two tears in a bucket. Fuck it, use. That's just where I was at, man. The hurt on the inside came from when I was a little boy. Like, I grew up in a house with six sisters, a mother, two cousins, my aunt, my stepfather that was sexually abusing each one of my sisters. Like I'm talking about some stuff that happened way before the drugs, but the drugs was prevalent at that time because my stepfather thought it was cool for me to roll a joint and smoke it with the older men while we was in the kitchen. It's okay, Mel, let him smoke. He's only 9. He's going to be a man anyway, so allow him to be a man now. I'm talking about the pain way before the crack came. I'm talking about way before the weed came. I was the kid that couldn't read nor write. So being that I couldn't read nor write, if you laughed at me in class, I'd punch you in your mouth. I could whip your ass, though. I'm talking about I hurt people when I was young. I didn't know I was hurting anybody. I didn't know. Listen, Narcotics Anonymous was completely alien to me. Listen, I came in and out of here. What's that thing got? 2,931 days. That's how much time I got clean. That's 8 years and 9 days. 17 years I ran in and out of the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous because I didn't know how to. You don't pick it up, you can't get hot. Stay away from the first one. People, places, and things. I always felt I was people, places, and things. You know, I'm the one that always pick up the first one, but I didn't know every time I went around those people and those places and those things that was going to happen. Like, listen, man, I just didn't know. So I ran for 17 years. I'd come into meetings and like I liked it, the long leather coats and the fur coats and the jewelry and the Benz outside and the Mercedes Benz and the BMW and the Acuras. Listen, I 7 a.m. in Harlem, that's where I came from. The 9:30, listen, man, 129th Street Carbon. Those are the meetings that I made. The zoo, where everybody stood and hung out at, where everybody looked fly, so that was comfortable. But I didn't know I was being hurt in the process because I couldn't listen. I was always hurting myself. Sit up front, don't you know who I am? I ain't never gonna sit up front. Today I sit up front. And to some care unit, I need to sit there because I always need to put my big ear on because I need to learn how to stop hurting myself. I brought my books. I don't even think I'm going to open those shits. I need to talk about where I'm at right now. and I need to breathe. My chest hurting a little bit. I'm like trying to keep my emotions together. Because I'm like really afraid. Open heart surgery, it just doesn't sound real good to me right now. I'm talking about places that I gotta go. And places, things that I gotta do in order for me to continue to live. See, because I could be standing right here, right now, and just drop dead right now. But this is what the doctors told me. I'm talking about learning how to live, man. I never knew how to live. It's easy for me to tell y'all about the credit cards and the bills that gotta be paid and the amends that gotta make to different people and all this other stuff. That's easy, man. Talking about me. What I gotta do for me. But that chest, the pain in my chest just started getting a little bit too heavy for me, man. Like I was holding on to that for over 8 months. I wasn't sharing with nobody. The headaches that I was having was like somebody was stomping on my head. Like, I'm so tired of hospitals, man. It's just a place I don't know where God's taking me. When I came back into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I said, God, wherever. Wherever, God, whatever you're gonna have me do, wherever, whichever direction you take me in, I'm going. And the only reason why I'm going is because I don't want to hurt no more. So in the process of all of that is how deep was that prayer on that last day, on that first day of being clean? How deep was that prayer for me? Like, I really believe in this process, man. It's nothing. Listen, man, this is not a show. Like we missed the 2:00 boat, right? I wanted to get here, right? Self-centeredness wanted to get here. Self-centered Lincoln wanted to get here, take a shower, right? I want to go in the room, right? And I got some stuff, a little bit of something to throw on real quick. You know, I wanted to come and, you know. See, God's will. I'm talking about God's will is the most powerful. That's the will, man. That His will. Well, it meant for me to go and throw on a nice shirt and a pair of jeans, you know, and throw the other hat on it. You know. It wasn't meant for me. It wasn't meant to happen like that. It was, you know, and in the process, I had to apologize to my wife because I felt like she wasn't driving fast enough. Mind you, she was doing 80. But see, I know I wanted to make that boat. So if I was driving, we was doing 90. And she was sitting in her chair squirming and squinching the whole time there, you know, because we was in an accident some years ago due to my driving. So I'm talking about having to apologize to her and like get some acceptance with the fact that I ain't supposed to be here, fly guy and all that other shit, because that's really not important. Because God taking me to some places I don't know where. I really don't know where. All I do is do the best that I can do every day. I'm tired of the fucking doctors. I'm even tired of the lawyers. But I do it. And I do it because somewhere at the end of all of this, there's a goddamn going silver, gold, platinum lining. So in the process of all of this, so on Friday when I went to the hospital and they started doing all of these tests, man, I felt like a test dummy all over again. So now I have to allow these people to crack my chest open. I have to allow them to do some stuff where I can breathe better, because when I walk, I can't walk two blocks without stopping because I gotta breathe. You're talking about life changing situation. I'm talking about 278 pounds with all that's going on right now. Everything in my life must change. Literature says change you must or die you will. Somewhere along the line there's something that I have to change in some way, so in order for me to live. So the amends, I'm talking about with me. I done did enough to other people, man. I'm in the process of doing amends to other people on a regular basis. That's every day. The credit cards, every day. Not saying something slick out my neck when somebody says, you smell good to me. Listen, that's an amends that I make to me every day. It's to protect me so I can protect my marriage. See, because I'm that guy. You smell good. Yeah, I smell good all over, baby. You want to find out? It's my story. Be up in the dance, getting my dance on. And I don't want to rub with you, because if I rub with you, I want to do you. So listen, we ain't going to go through all of this rubbing shit. Let's just do each other. So in order for me to keep myself out of that type of trouble, I dance by my damn self. If it ain't one of the sisters that I know from where I'm at, I just don't. Because my name is Trouble. I recognize who I am. Somebody told me, listen, man, I wouldn't share some of the stuff that you share. And the reason why I wouldn't share some of that stuff because of my wife. But see, the difference between me and your wife is that me and my wife talk. The real stuff. The way I get better with me and make the amends to me is by going to her with the real stuff. Because if I don't tell her I feel like being the other guy, I'm going to be the other guy. That other guy is a mother. I don't care. You know how when you're using? Because I know how when I'm using, right? And I'm caught in the grips. And you're trying to get me to stop using. And I'm looking at your jewelry. Wondering what's in your pocket. Fuck you. What you got for me? How you gonna help me use? Because all that I ain't trying to hear nothing about. So in order for me to protect myself, I do what I gotta do. I was here last year. I had a wonderful time. She wasn't with me. And I called her 2 o'clock in the morning and have a conversation with her on the phone. Because it's easy. Sex is easy. Because all we got to do is smile at each other, because that smile tells you a whole lot. All you got to do is hug me the right way. That hug tells me a whole lot. So I'm on the phone with her. Make it through the night. Let me go somewhere else. I'm in school, right? Remember, I said I couldn't read and write. I started at a third grade average in this school, right? I went from one class to the next class to the next class. I'm in GED class. I understand the math. I don't get it all. I understand it. It's always easy to give me numbers, but when you gave me words, it was different. So now I understand the words so I can answer the questions. GED is different now. It's no longer GED. It's, name of the shit's TAS now. You got to score 500 on each one of those tests now. They gave me pre-GED tests a couple of weeks ago. I'm talking about I couldn't read, couldn't write. I'm talking about amends for Lincoln, learning. This is what I'm doing for me.
Right.
Step work talks about going back to school and furthering ourselves, right? I'm talking about on one of the tests, I got a 450 on it. On another one, I got a 470 on it. Let me get it right. Science was a 450. English was a 470. And the social study was a 510.
Wow.
I'm talking about I'm getting better with me. I'm talking about I'm doing something different for me. I'm putting application into what I want. Because if I don't put no application into what I want to go forward and what I need, I will not get the things that I want or go places that I want to go. I never thought or could fathom wanting to go to college, you know, wanting. And listen, man, I didn't want to go back to school. Listen, give me a city job and I'm a happy camper. But it seemed like every time I got a job, God said, no, school. Every time I would get a job, you know, the job stopped paying me some money, and I get a second job, and God will say, no, school. Then I lose that job, and I'm back in school, and then I get another job, and then I get another job, and I'm doing both jobs, and New York City Transit called me. I fell a freaking road chest for them, and then some other stuff happened, and now I'm doing some stuff with them. But at the same goddamn time, school. Last time around, before I started getting workers' comp and this little SSD, I was like, God, I don't know how everything is going to be taken care of. How is my household going to be taken care of if I'm not working, if I'm not getting, if I'm not doing? I need to go hustle. I'm going to make it happen, dude. I know how to get up and go make it happen and have money. God said, no. School. My wife said, don't worry about it. I got you. You got me. I used to know a woman taking care of me. Listen, lie. Because a part of my story was, if I'm doing you, you paying me. Yeah. But on another level, if I'm with you, you ain't taking care of me. Well, she held me down. And when the money started coming in, everything started like the bills was getting paid, and I'm like, oh wow, wow, oh. So I liked my job at Brooklyn College. I worked for CUNY. It's a city job. That's what I wanted. I don't need nothing else. The money's great. Benefits is good. School. I got hurt in the train station. I see the 5-minute sign. I got hurt in the train station. Surgery on my back. I got hurt when I went back to the job. Full hip replacement. Something wrong with that hip. Second hip replacement. Now my heart. But everything is being taken care of. Financially. And I'm in school. I'm doing better for Lincoln. Every day I'm doing better for Lincoln. There's something different happening with me or to me all the time. I don't say why me. Oh damn God, this again. Bob, I weave, I roll. I call my sponsor. And he waits till I get finished. And we get to some spiritual shit. Or something on that level. He helped bring me back. real quick before I shut up. My grand sponsor used to talk to me about people not taking care of themselves in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous or people, period, and we're just dying off. That's because he won't go find out what's wrong with us, right? I shared what I shared about me, about what's going on with my heart, because I sat on it for 8 months and I held a secret. And as a result of me holding on to that secret about my heart, knowing that I was going to be admitted into the hospital, the key word was being admitted into the hospital. I didn't want to tell my wife or anyone, so I'd wait and I'd stay home. These are the days I would tell her, I'm just going to stay in the house today. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm a little tired. Lie. I was hurting. The moment I went and found out what was wrong with me, I'm at the place of getting some help so I can become better with me and things can get better for me. The whole message for myself is the only way life is going to get better is if I continue to do what God has me to do and stop doing things my way. Thanks for letting me share.